Do you like podcasts? Well, let me tell you why I like podcasts. Yeah, that's right. That's how every fucking BBC podcast starts. Some twat telling you why they like podcasts. No, it's all right. I like podcasts. I've downloaded this. I'd like to listen to it, please. Not listen to why somebody else likes fucking podcasts. And let me guess, at the end of it, you're going to suggest I listen to yours. You're not going to get any of that here. You're just going to get straight into the worst podcast you listen to. Boom, straight in. Hello, I'm Leeds Scum. With me is Manchester City state-owned scum, Dave Rothney of Man City. Man City, 115 reasons why they won the league.
Oh,
Hello.
hello.
Hello. And
Hello.
of course, Liverpool scum. And nothing's ever their fault. It's Liverpool fan Dave Klein.
Hello, it's me, Dave Klein, Liverpool scum.
Hello. Hello. Listeners, we're going to go straight into the weekend fixtures. And this is where I shut up. We've got our fixture tonight, which is Sheffield Wednesday at Hillsborough. They're on a run of they're 4 wins in a row and still in the bottom three, which tells you how badly their season was going. But that's going to be an interesting Yorkshire derby. Looking forward to all sorts of shithousing going on tonight. That aside, and just a little for those of you who aren't aware of the championship and what's going on at the moment. Currently, the points that we are on. We would be 13 point if it, last season it would have put us 13 points clear
Wow.
of third place.
Wow.
And as it is,
You're
we
third.
are third.
Well,
Fucking, that's what a mental season it
you'll be
is.
second again tonight. So, with a game played extra, obviously.
Maybe if we win, yeah, but then if Ipswich
Oh, what's
win,
happened? You've gone all down. You were up the other week. What's wrong?
No, we were second. We're now
You've got
third.
half
I'm
empty.
no,
Got half empty.
no. No. No, I just stated facts.
I know, but you sound a
That's
bit
a fact.
dour. You sound a bit down.
If we win tonight
Yeah.
and Ipswich win tomorrow, we're still third.
But you were all chipper a
That's
couple of weeks ago.
yeah, I'm Dave, I'm absolutely fine. I'm
I'm
absolutely fine. We've got 28 points out of
projecting.
28, yeah. 28 points out of 30, mate. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I mean it's interesting, isn't it? Leicester are having a bit of a wobble, so it is into that. I would understand if you were feeling a little tentative because it feels like the championship's getting into that. The gears are beginning to grind a bit, aren't they? Leicester's slipping up, and it's getting quite tight now, isn't it? Every game
Yeah.
counts.
Yeah, it is. And very much so in the Premier League. Arsenal currently having scored more goals and conceded less goals than any team in the league, and yet, not finding themselves in the top two.
I was going to say, Arsenal haven't read the memo because at this time of year they normally shit and have just fallen away. What's going on? How come they're still in the mix?
I don't know. It's not really what happened last season, is it? I mean, they had a little
Well,
bit of a dip, but they were in it to the end. Anyway, look,
yeah.
it's Liverpool Man City. Got to be honest, I don't know whether it's on Saturday or Sunday. I'd imagine it's
Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Oh, actually, are you aware of the first, a Premier League first about your match on Sunday?
Don't know. Go on.
It is the first ever Premier League 3:45 kickoff.
Wow. Okay. That is a, yeah, that has made me laugh. That the somehow it's obviously to do with policing, is it? And maybe they've worked out that it's, I don't know whether it's the kind of alcohol consumption ratio, and they've worked out that 4:30 is just that touch too late, 3 o'clock is too early. We'll give it 3:45. Is that the empirical number?
It seems to be that the police think that that extra 45 minutes is going to be key. I mean, let's be honest. If you were a championship side, you'd have been forced to kick off at 12:30. Simple as that. But you're not. And how do we think it's going to go, Rothers?
Right, okay, I'll go first. So, Guardiola hasn't got a great record at Anfield. I mean, there is no question that Liverpool are our kryptonite when it comes to this fixture. We've only beaten them at Anfield in an empty stadium under Guardiola. You know, it was during COVID when we beat you, I think 5-1, was it 4-1 or something? Foden starred, empty stadium. And that speaks volumes as to the difference between playing Liverpool in an empty stadium and playing Liverpool in a full stadium. I think it's going to be just as tough as ever. And I can't see. I mean, I'll be happy with the draw. I can't see. I mean, it'd be amazing if we go there and win, but it's the Klopp Guardiola. It's the last meeting in the Premier League. It's going to be, I mean, it's already been hyped, so it probably means it's going to be a dour nil-nil draw, but it's been hyped to the gunnels, really.
And we're joining in with that. We're joining in with that now. And I particularly like, sorry, but I have to pick you up on this, that Liverpool are your kryptonite in this fixture. Brilliant. As opposed to Arsenal being the kryptonite in the Liverpool versus Man City fixture. So, Clino. What are your hopes and dreams for Sunday? The amazing atmosphere.
I'm in agreement with Dave. I think it'll be a score draw. Oh, did you? You didn't say that's not what you're hoping for, obviously, and neither am I. But that's what I think it will be.
I think you'll beat us 3-1,
Nah,
but
nah.
I'm saying it probably will be a score draw. I mean, you know, Anfield, we get the wobbles at Anfield every time.
Well, Pep will overthink it again, as usual, instead of just playing to your strengths. With you've got Foden and Haaland in your team, you're just on fire at the moment. Foden is as well. I mean, incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I totally respect you and agree with you. However, the whole Pep overthinking thing has become a bit of a cliche now. As
Oh,
I think
sorry.
as Jack Grealish said, Pep overthinks every game, you know, and he wins most of them. It's just the ones he loses when they say, "Oh, he overthought that, didn't he?"
I personally, I would take a manager who's guilty of overthinking and winning a treble.
I mean,
Yeah,
they never.
overthink your way to a treble. Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, they never said that about Sam Allardyce, did they? He used to under.
Never said that about Neil Warnock either when he was encouraging his players to boot the fucking ball out of the training ground into the nearest
My
canal.
name was Sam Maledici. I'd have done a lot, but fuck off.
He's underthought it again.
That was weird because your voice sounded like Warnock, but you were clearly being Allardyce. That was
No,
fucking
I listen.
strange.
You do the best, Warnock. I wouldn't even go
Oh,
into that turf.
have you heard him? He's at Aberdeen.
Go
I
on,
mean, we all know he lives in
give us your
Cornwall.
Warnock. Go on.
No, but we all know he lives in Cornwall, right? So
He's a
it's and
farmer, isn't
he's taken on
he?
Aberdeen. Well, but he famously does. He goes home, and like you know, basically leaves some staff behind, and then like rocks up on a Friday and goes, "Oh well, you know, we gotta have some fun, aren't we? You know, we go, you know, it's great, it's great." You know, he was asked about Scottish football. He was asked about Scottish football. He said, "But what do you know about Scottish football?" He went, "Well, you know, Rangers and Celtic, you know, they're great, aren't they? I mean, they're wonderful. I think they do. I think they do well in the Premier League. They would, you know. And one of my boys, he goes to Rangers occasionally, and I'm looking forward to coming up and playing some golf." That's what you know about Scottish football, is it? You're looking forward to some golf, and Rangers and Celtic are quite good. Aberdeen,
Fucking
you're
hell.
fucked.
How are they doing? Not even checked.
Fucked. I don't know, but I, you know, fuck them.
Over Allardyce and Warnock, I'd take Warnock any day, though. At least he's got a bit of humour about him. Allardyce is too serious.
No, I to be fair, I think it's a false equivalency. Allardyce has spent the majority of his career managing in the Premier League. Warnock hasn't. Warnock has never kept a team in the Premier League. He's never managed a whole season in the Premier League because he's usually been sacked because they're obviously going down. So yeah, it's a bit unfair. It's a bit unfair on Allardyce, you know. But this way, Warnock was never going to get the England job. Yeah, I mean, okay. Allardyce didn't. He didn't last long,
One
but
game,
you know, fucking hell.
blemish-free record as England manager.
I'm responsible for this rabbit hole by saying that Guardiola and the overthinking thing and Allardyce underthinks. So yeah, I mean, we will see. But I mean, the wind is in your sails at the moment, Dave, Liverpool. And
Yeah, well, glass half empty, you know.
before we went on air today, if I can say
Yeah.
that in the showbiz way, you
Yeah.
were saying you were singing the praises of Darwin Núñez, weren't
I
you?
was. I
I've
was.
never heard you do that on
I
air.
am. Well,
You
you've heard
see,
me praise
you were
him. I think he's a
positively
quality.
buoyant. You were
He's a
full of
quality
joy.
player, and I just think there's so much. It's just jealousy and noise that you get in the media and stuff, and from idiot fans. He's a quality player. You just see. I mean, he's got 16 goals and key 11 assists. The assists, that means he's involved in other people scoring goals, of
Oh,
course.
thanks for explaining what an
Well,
assist
no, but
is.
some people forget that, and it's like, so that's 27
Do
goals
they?
then he's been involved in. Yeah.
Yeah, goal involvements. Yeah.
Yes, either
Yeah.
scoring or helping others to score. So that is impressive, and we've still got another 3 months of the season. So
Harry Kane has got 33 goals in 33 games and has 41 goal
yeah, but he's in the
involvements this
Bundesliga,
season.
so
Yeah. What's that point? Good league. Good league.
why are you having to drag me down when I'm just trying to be buoyant
I'm
about our
not. I'm
star
not. I'm just.
striker?
I was just remarking that
Yeah.
that Harry Kane's having a great season. On like
Yes.
you went down the route of goal involvements, as you're saying, like how
Yeah.
amazing Harry Kane's stats are. I'm sorry if that's brought you down, but you know,
Well, it's good for England, but
yeah, absolutely.
I still stand by what I said about 4 months ago when I said the top three will be Liverpool, Arsenal, City in that order. But that said, I'm happy to change my opinion. This is a key month for us. You know, we've got
Yeah.
you, we've got Arsenal. Those are the two biggies.
Yeah.
We can draw against you, I think. But I
And
think
you've not, is it? Am I right? You've not
that's true.
beaten any of your top
That's
four, is
true.
it? Yeah,
Absolutely.
that's, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
We got beaten. We lost to Villa.
That's usually City's strength, really.
Yeah, no, we're not at it as we were last season, but you know, that's, you know, still all right.
Well, I think it's largely, if so, if we win, that will put us, what, 4 points clear of you. If you win, you'll be 2 points ahead of us. That's key. That's pivotal, that is. I think if you beat us, there won't be any catching you. I'll make that prediction.
I think there is way more twists and turns
Equally,
to come.
I'll also say if we win, I think, any as long as we don't slip up, obviously, I think that's a massive. It's the proverbial six pointer, isn't it? To be 4 points ahead of City
Yeah.
at this point in the season, having played them as well, and we've still got, we've got Man United, and I know it's only Man United, they're not playing great, but they always turn up against Liverpool. So
Well, yeah,
that's a tricky game. And then we've got Villa, last game of the season. That's not going to be easy.
you shouldn't be discounting Arsenal in all this. I think Arsenal.
No. But I think we've got too much for them between us.
I disagree. I think with Declan Rice in that team, I mean, you've seen how much they've improved.
Well, if you look at their goal difference as well, they've actually, if you look at it, they're about 10 ahead of.
I know, which never happens. Normally,
Which
City
means
have a
that's
goal.
worth a point, isn't it? So,
Yeah.
well, they've scored. Well, it's kind of not worth a point. It's like it basically just means that if you finish on the same points,
exactly. That's what I mean.
that you
Yeah,
know
that's why it's worth a point.
it would be the deciding factor. But as we
Yeah.
were saying earlier, you know, they have scored more goals than any team in the Premier League, and they've conceded the fewest goals of any team in the Premier League. So it's, you know, it's very impressive. But and the run they're on at the moment is insane. Absolutely insane. So yeah, I think Arsenal will be absolutely loving being in third and loving this Liverpool Man City narrative, frankly.
Yeah.
Well put. I mean, that's for me one of the most shocking stories of the week is Carlo Ancelotti potentially going to jail for tax evasion.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Didn't hear that.
Yeah. So image rights.
Hey?
Image rights.
Is that what it was?
That's what it is. He only declared his earnings from Real Madrid as a Spanish citizen living, well, not Spanish citizen, but living in Madrid, and he declared his earnings from Real Madrid, but he didn't declare his image rights and set up a series of shell companies, which the Spanish prosecutor has been looking into, which even they called a confusing series of shell companies set up to deliberately hide and manipulate money for tax evasion purposes.
What formation was the shell companies in? Was it Fluid 352?
False number nine, I think. Just ridiculous, really. I mean, I always think of the same thing whenever you hear anything like this. Well, that's how they got Al Capone. It's like, money leaves a trail, and it just shows just that human Achilles heel of greed. It's like, when have you got enough money? No matter how rich you are, someone says, "Do you want a bit more?" Oh, go on then. Your accountant says, "Do you want to pay less tax?" Yeah. Okay, leave it with me. It's crazy. It really is. But it looks like it would be hugely possible that he may go down. But I can't ever see him getting a custodial sentence. I really can't.
It would be the first time he's ever gone down.
Hey,
Hey,
Well, that we know of, we don't know about his private life.
Do you know of, I mean, I was looking into this. I hadn't realized that Uli Hoeneß, the president of Bayern Munich, went to prison for tax evasion. He served th 42 months in prison and then was released, and he's now. He's back at Bayern. Well, this is, yeah, it's old news, but he's back at Bayern as president of Bayern. So that's quite
Yep.
a. There
Well,
is life after tax evasion.
at one stage, we had Massimo Cellino as an owner who was under investigation for tax avoidance by Italian authorities, who employed as our manager Steve Evans, who was found guilty of tax avoidance in the UK. So we basically had two tax dodgers.
Right.
In two key positions in the club, owner and manager.
Yeah.
I wonder why Chelino, employed that guy. He's like,
I
get me
mean,
on, man, get me, eh? He get me on. Come over here, come over here.
it's a bit of a generalization, but I think that Italians, they regard taxes voluntary, don't they? Optional, I think, when
Negotiable.
they look at the tax system. Yeah, so. Do we think, because obviously with Pogba being banned, we were going to
Yep.
discuss maybe if we could put together an 11 of banned players for doping or other reasons. I mean, at the moment, Ancelotti would be in line to manage that 11.
Financial doping.
Yeah, exactly. But
Yeah.
so because
Fair point.
Pogba's, I mean, since we last spoke last week, Pogba was, has he been banned, Howard? I think you're a drugs
Well,
crazy.
he's been banned for 4 years, and he's going to appeal that, and it might be reduced on appeal, but there is a feeling in the game, according certainly over in Italy, according to Italian journalists, there's a feeling that the ban is not going to be reduced because he basically hasn't the only way that he would you'd mitigate the sentence is pleading guilty, and he has no evidence to prove that he wasn't doping. It's literally, he's just going to go to the Court of Arbitration and go, "But I didn't do this." And they're going to go, "Yeah. And what's the evidence?" "Well, it's me saying I didn't do this." And they're going to go, "Well, yeah, that's 4 year ban, mate. You've offered nothing." And even Real Madrid have not commented on it. Sorry, Real Madrid. Juventus haven't commented on it at all. And the reason Juventus haven't commented on it is because this is not a Juventus issue. It's a Paul Pogba issue. He has a private doctor and cook and physician and whatever, and this was supplements recommended by his private doctor in the States, which he's just taken, and there you go. Now the thing is, it's testosterone that he's been caught with. and it's non-human. It's basically it's testosterone that has not been produced by the body. It shows up very, very obviously on a drugs test. And Pogba is at an age where, testosterone is one of the things that starts depleting, as you get older. And testosterone is key to, male athletes. It's key to performance. It's key to recovery. It's key to muscle mass. So it's a major aid in performance enhancement. So, and it's not something that is present in anything other than a specific supplement. And if you do not monitor what goes into your body as a professional athlete, then you're an idiot. And if you don't have any other mitigating circumstance, then that's it. Now, Andre Onana, who would without doubt get the goalkeeping position in our Drugs 11, Manchester United goalkeeper, was initially banned for 4 years, which was reduced to 9 months on appeal because he could prove that it was contamination from a supplement that his wife was taking whilst breastfeeding their new child.
Right.
And he was able to prove that. But he was still banned for 9 months because it was
It
in his
was
system.
in his system, exactly.
So Paul Pogba's got nothing other than, I didn't do this, I didn't cheat, I wouldn't cheat. Well, you kind of have. And just saying, I didn't knowingly cheat, his way out of this was to plead guilty, and he might have got 2 years. But I don't see it being reduced on appeal. But that's just me. Maybe it does get
I think,
reduced.
it's the old adage, ignorance is no defense. If you've done anything or been near anything that you think might contaminate you, you need to flag it up, So
Ironically, ignorance isn't a defense in the eyes of the law, but being drunk is. How weird is that? Because you are impaired.
under the
You
influence,
know, your senses are impaired, so your judgment is impaired. So it is actually a legal defense. I mean, obviously not for drink driving. It's very much the offense.
You still get sent down, but it's mitigation.
But also it means that you can stand in the witness box and say, I don't remember, I don't remember, I don't remember, I don't remember. And then if there's no witnesses, you get off.
That was my defense, of course. So anyway, we won't discuss
Let's
that.
let's leave all of
Sorry.
our crimes, including football crimes, out of the conversation. Also, one thing I did want to mention as well is transfers, okay, and transfer speculation. If you, dear listener, if you ever hear this bit of speculation, so and so club are looking at getting so and so club and giving them X million with so and so player going the other way, it's absolute fucking bollocks. Okay? It never happens. Clubs, it's literally invented by the press. Clubs don't swap players. They just fucking don't. And just go and have a look. Go and have a look at the last time there was a swap deal. Fucking journalists love a good old swap deal.
It's bullshit.
Absolute bollocks. It just never happens.
I really do get tired with all this speculation. It's like Liverpool, Mbappe, and all that crap. It was just swapping the swap deals for Mbappe. What are you talking about?
But the thing is as well is it's now transfer speculation is now basically just all the time. Like all the time. Oh, at the end of the season, so and so gonna do it. Yeah, absolute nuts.
I was looking at, there's Liverpool been linked with two or three players. I look, BBC gossip, transfer
Yes, that's
gossip.
the
They're
one.
just like, there are no players coming in or out of Liverpool until they have a new coach. So can we just forget that?
Well,
Ridiculous.
actually, I beg to
And we haven't
differ. I
even
do
got a
think.
sporting, no, we've not got a sporting director who
Ah, right.
obviously,
That is more key.
we
Yeah,
want Michael
absolutely.
Edwards back. We're trying to get Michael Edwards back, which is that will be our key signature besides a new coach. But nobody's moving. So it's just shut up.
I think that's a great place to leave it. Nobody's moving. Shut up.
That's instead of the transfer window, that's the transfer front door. Who's there?
Shut
Nobody's moving. Shut up.
up, bang. And I'm leaving the
Well, do you know what? Before we go, I was thinking, as some listeners may know, I sing in a band, and for some reason it was football and bands was kicking around in my head this week, and I realized the similarity between the structure of a band and the structure of a club. So your strikers, that's your singer, your midfielders, that's your guitarist, your defense, that's the bass players, and in goal, knobhead drummer. So I mean, you talk to any footballer
Not
and they'll
bad.
say, like, goalkeeper, off his fucking, yeah, don't know what's
Wow.
going on there. You ask anyone in a band about the drummer, yeah, ooh, fucking away with the fairies, likes hitting things.
No, I
Weird.
disagree. Alisson, Liverpool's goalkeeper, very
Oh,
cultured.
there's always an
Plays
exception that proves the rule.
guitar,
There's always an
interested in
exception that proves the
art.
rule, but in
Yeah,
general,
in general.
they
Yeah,
like throwing
in
themselves on
general.
the ground.
Yeah,
Weird.
I suppose
You know,
so. Yeah.
it's and also they're not, but you like, I was listening to the Peter Crouch podcast, and he basically says, yeah, goalkeepers, yeah, not footballers. Yeah, then no, they're not footballers. No, nope,
I
no, they're
think
not.
the modern goalkeeper has got footballing skill.
I think,
Yeah,
yeah,
the
becoming so,
sweeper
yeah.
keeper. Yeah.
Well, look at Andre Onana on in the Manchester
Yep.
Derby, just to bring things up to a nice round closure. I mean, he was basically the equivalent of a Man City central midfielder. I mean, he was running the game from the 18-yard box.
Yeah. But when you've got Johnny Evans in front of you, you have to.
True. True. Yeah. True. Well, I think I said on air recently, they were saying that I'm on a list of Man City slash Pep's things he wants from a goalkeeper. Seventh is shot stopping.
Wow.
It's that far down the list. Because ideally, if he's good at all the other six things, he won't be saving many shots.
True.
So it's and this is why
Yeah.
people talk about him as such a revolutionary manager. It's
Yeah.
like that's insane. It's the yeah. But there you go. Well, anyway, look,
Yeah,
thanks for listening,
brilliant.
everybody. Fuck off.